Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Look at one important scripture and then a couple of other ones, and you're going to see what I'm talking about right away. And I want to tell you that tonight God has a fit picked out for you. It's a particular fit that he's been holding like a gift. Any parents in the house? Let me see your hand. You're a parent. Do you know how fun it is to give gifts to your kids? It's Christmas time and you love to just see them. They can't wait for Christmas Day to open it, and you've went and bought and purchased and wrapped something they would really want, and you know what it is, but you're not telling them, and you can see the anticipation on their face, and it just gives you fulfillment knowing you've blessed your kids in such an extravagant way. Now, extravagant for one person might be different for another, but the fulfillment is the same for a parent getting to bless their kids. And tonight we're going to look at Jesus in the same way. We're going to look at Jesus has a gift that he wants to give his disciples, but they don't get to open it and receive it just yet. But you can see his anticipation. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 24. And I'm going to highlight 2 days in Scripture. We're only going to look at 2 days with just a couple of scriptures. Luke chapter 24. Let me just give you the background. Jesus has risen from the dead in this area that we're about to read, and he's about to go to heaven. So he's giving his last words standing on the earth. He's about to literally do something incredible and start floating in the air and disappear. So what does he say? What are these words that he's saying? It's kind of important to maybe catch someone's last words, and I want you to catch these because they're so important. They're about Jesus' desire for you to wear the right fit. Outfit, for those of you that haven't caught on yet. Let's take a look. Luke 24. Now look at verse 46. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Look at this, verse 49. Don't miss this. "I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed," there it is, "clothed with power from on high." Jesus is very concerned about his disciples. He knows he's about to leave them and they're going to be left on the earth without him there. But he's like a parent who just cannot wait for their child to open this extravagant gift. And he's saying to them, there's something coming you don't want to miss. There's something coming that's so important that you've got to wait for it. You've got to be in the right place. I do not want you to go one step further. I don't want you to take any more steps in the purpose and plans that he has for his disciples without this gift. It's the gift that the Father promised. In fact, when we read Acts 1:8, we hear the same thing echoed again. Acts 1:8, Jesus is talking to his disciples before he goes to heaven in the same type of setting. And he gives us yet another indication that something is coming that Jesus does not want them to miss. He doesn't want them to live a life without this gift. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's why we call, this is Holy Ghost Night. And we center in on the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. And tonight with our kids here, And with our families here, our youth are upstairs, so grateful for our youth team. But with our kids and our families here, I want to emphasize to you how important it is that you receive the same gift that Jesus wanted to give his disciples. He wants to give the same gift to you. It's so important. You cannot read the New Testament, moms and dads. You cannot read the New Testament, especially the letters from Paul, without it escaping you, the significance of life by the Spirit. It's not the same. It's not the same as simply believing in Jesus, that he died for your sin, that he rose from the dead, that he's forgiven you. No, there's something more. There is a second experience that Jesus wants to give you. And in our story right here, Jesus wants the disciples to not miss this second experience. He's giving them a plan and a purpose, go into all the world. We know it at the end of the book of Matthew. He says to them, go into all the world and make disciples. They've got a mission, but he doesn't want them to go yet, because he's got this gift that he wants to give them. So important that they receive this. It's so important that they wait for it. The disciples didn't know how long they were going to wait. So the first day I'm highlighting here, there's a day two coming, but the first day is the day he's ascending and he's telling them, don't leave Jerusalem without it. I don't want you to miss this. It's like you're at Christmas. It's Christmas Day and you got gifts around your tree and your kids are about to leave without the best gift being opened. What would you say to them? Don't go yet. There's one more there. You've got to open that one. It's the one you've been waiting for so long to give your kids. And another way to look at that is ever since Joel wrote the prophecy in chapter 2 that in the last days, God would pour out his Spirit and our sons would prophesy, our sons and daughters would see dreams, our old people like me would have visions, that there's coming a day and Jesus is there like a parent going, it's almost time for this incredible prophecy to be fulfilled. Don't leave Jerusalem. You want what I have for you. You need what I have for you. Don't live life without it. See, Jesus wanted his disciples. He desired for them to receive a dynamic infilling of his power, to operate their daily lives based on the Holy Ghost instead of their own self, to live with the infilling, this gift inside them. Jesus wanted that so much so for them that he gives them this warning, don't leave Jerusalem till you get what the Father has for you. Well, they didn't know how long they were going to wait, so let's go to the next part. It's Acts chapter 2, and it might be familiar to some of you, but I want you to look at it in the lens of this fit. I wore this on purpose to try to get your attention that someone picked this out for me. I said to my sons, I don't know where he went. Elian's in here somewhere. This is his jacket. There he is over there. My son thinks he's taller than me. In fact, they all think they're taller than me. Let me go to this side. Somebody over here is saying they are, so let's just keep going over here. I asked my sons, this is my last tough fit. Could you pick out what I'm wearing? I can't pick out clothes very well. I was just telling Minister Sarah and, oh, she's gone. She was right there. Oh, she moved over there. I was just telling them that they were complimenting my boots. I said, well, I don't really like these boots, but my kids say they look good, so I wear them. Anybody one of those people? Yeah, I don't do very good picking out clothes. I have to have help. I need somebody that knows what they're doing to pick out the clothes. I would have never put this together like this. It would have been all kinds of colors. I don't see colors too good, and I sure can't put colors together. It's bad. I literally, and you might be the same, you might be similar. Every church service, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, I walk out to whoever might be in the living room and go, how does this look? And they can say whatever they want. It ain't going to hurt my feelings because I know my inefficiency in picking out something that looks good. In fact, tonight, Eliana is somewhere in here. Eliana said, Dad, I don't know about that jacket and the shirt. That's a dark red. That's a brown. I just turned right around. I didn't argue. The 12-year-old's got it. Somebody else picked this out for me so I would have something that looked like it belonged. In the same way, Jesus has picked out a fit for you. It's the Holy Ghost. And he's like, you need this. Don't live without that. It's like me wearing mismatched clothes. My kids would go, Dad, no. Jesus in this setting is saying, life without the Holy Ghost, no. Life without clothed in the Holy Ghost, don't do that. Don't go out there. Don't leave Jerusalem dressed like that. You ain't dressed right. You need the fit of the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor and say, do you got your fit on? Jesus has picked out the Holy Ghost fit for you. And his disciples here. Take a look at Acts 2. Now we're going to find out. We're going to look at the day that their fit showed up. The day their outfit, I know I'm throwing you off. The day their fit showed up. Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This is that day. And this is the day that Jesus was referring to when he said, wait in Jerusalem. He's got something so great that you don't want to miss it. It has showed up. It's the day. They're there. They're obeying him. They're together. And they're waiting on God. And they don't know how long. It was 10 days. They probably thought they were going to only wait 24 hours or maybe the end of the day. Pentecost is 50 days after Passover. That's what Pentecost means, 50 days after Passover. And so they'd been waiting in Jerusalem for something to happen. They didn't know what it was going to be. They didn't know what it was going to be like. They just knew Jesus said it was so great, they don't want to miss it or live life without it. And people were on the outside looking in at what was happening. So 120 people are in this upper room. The Holy Ghost shows up like he has never showed up in the Bible, never showed up in the Old Testament like this. This is something new. This is something for these guys that are waiting in the upper room. It's that gift. And there's people that were watching what was going on. Maybe they could see. Maybe they could definitely hear. And they were very confused about what was happening. The disciples started speaking in other languages. Something was coming out of them that they themselves did not understand. They spoke one language, but when the Holy Ghost showed up, something else started coming out of them. And people that were walking around, maybe they were on the street, they were like, what is going on up there? Something doesn't seem right. They were so confused. People are still confused today. People on the outside that have not experienced that gift are still confused about what is going on in a church like this, where we emphasize life by the Spirit. We emphasize here, don't do life without the Spirit. We emphasize here praying in tongues, seeking the gift even today. We emphasize even our kids. Take a look at this verse. Two Acts 2, now jump down to verse 38. So I told you, there's all these people making a clamor and a noise outside on the streets because they're so confused by what is going on. And so Peter walks out of the upper room and says these words to them. He gives an explanation about what's happening. And then he says something so significant. I don't want you to miss this. Verse 38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift," there it is, "of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Right there, Peter is making a declaration that what was happening was not just for the people in the upper room. It wasn't just for that 120. It was for everyone that wanted to receive it, even our children, even our little kids. In my house, this is like a real thing. This is not some kind of religious practice we do in my house. This is reality. We live by the Spirit in my house. I got to tell you a funny story about one of my kids. I need a little water, please. We raise livestock in the summer. And the day came for butcher day. Some of you may not be into that, but I got five kids to feed, and I love raising my own food. Can I get an amen? We raise livestock, and so I had six very large pigs and three cows. And the day was coming where I invited a number of men to come help me butcher all these animals. And so it's the night before the day. It's the night before. I see your face. Dr. David's, I might need medical attention right over here. Somebody. I'll tell you why in a minute. It's the night before, and I'm going to go to bed, and I know I've got the day lined up like clockwork because that's what I do. These people are going to show up on this time and this time. We're going to do the pigs. We're going to get the cows. We're going to get them to the people. Okay, great. So I've decided I'm going to go take a shower and go to bed because I turn into a pumpkin at a certain time in the evening. Anybody else know what I'm talking about? Just it's done. I'm going to bed. So I'm in the shower. I'm in there 5 minutes praying, worshiping. I sound better in the shower. As I'm in there, I'm only in there 5 minutes. There is all of a sudden a banging on the bathroom door. Dad! Dad! The pigs are out! Uh-oh. And it's dark outside. So I'm like, what? Turn the water off. Don't even dry off. Just throw some clothes on. And I run out, and my family is all outside looking for the pigs. And here's my daughter, who was probably eight or nine years old. Any eight-year-olds here? Anybody got any eights? Got some eights. Any nines? Got a nine. 9, 9, you got a 10. Anybody got a 10? You got a 10. You got a 10. Anyway. So here's my 9. We'll just go with 9. 9 or 8. What do you think? Little girl. Everyone else is outside. She's at the window doing the Holy Ghost intercessory. Pray in your prayer language chop. I bind the devil off those pigs in Jesus' name. Chop, pop, 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 pop. 8 or 9 years old. That's a real thing in our house. Do you remember that? I was like, what is going on out here? We got spiritual warfare over the pigs. Every devil in Wasilla has showed up. and told my pigs, tomorrow's the day. If you're going to make a break, you better get out. And you know what? I know she was praying the right prayer, because the Bible declares, and I'm not going to do a long teaching, but the Bible declares that when we're praying in tongues, when we're praying in another language, we're praying the perfect will of God. We don't understand that. You don't have to understand that. That's a part of what keeps people from receiving, is they think they have to understand. Understanding your desire, our desire to understand, many times gets in the way of our faith. It gets in the way of us moving in faith when we stop and say, I don't get this. Yeah, that's a problem. You don't have to. We serve a God who's big enough to know what I'm praying. I believe what the Bible says, not the people on the outside that are going, what is going in over there? That's confusing. Those people are drunk over there. Those people don't know what they're doing. They've been smoking Pacololo over there. Marijuana. Yeah, I know she was praying the perfect will of God. You wouldn't believe it. So we go out there to find these pigs, and they're 350 pounds. You're not going to push them wherever you want them to go. They're not going to cooperate. Somehow they decided they were tired and just laid down wherever they were. And I decided, okay, that's it. Butcher day's starting right here. I know this is probably over the limit. Pastor Daniel, come heal everything on Sunday. And so these pigs they just decide they're tired and they just lay down. And I look, you can look over at the house and you see the chopper. She's in there chopping, proclaiming while she's chopping. And the pigs, I'm like, okay, go get the shotgun. And I know this is a little too much, so I'm not going to go into great detail, but enough to give you the picture. And so here comes Kellogg, brings me the shotgun, and I'm like, there's like three big ones right here. And I'm like, oh man, if I pull this trigger, they're going to run. Let's go for it. Boom. They didn't even move. They just laid there. I'm like, somebody is praying and God is helping us. Even though the whole picture I didn't want to do, God is helping me in the midst of this chaos here. And then Dr. David showed up. What a rescue. Thank you, Dr. David, for coming over and helping us. Yeah, that was exciting. It's a real thing in our house. It's a real thing in our house, and it should be a real thing in your house and in your life. And I'm here today with our last few moments together on this Wednesday night to say what happened in the book of Acts, and that it's for them and their children, and Jesus did not want them to leave till they got it. The same is true still today. The same is true for you in your life. God wants you to be clothed with power. God wants you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. No, it's not going to make sense to people that are trying to figure out logically and understandingly what is happening here, because it's a faith thing. We're faith people. And by faith, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the baptizer. John the Baptist introduced him as the one who would baptize in the Holy Spirit in fire. He talked to his disciples and he said, I baptize you with water, but there's one coming a little later after me, and he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and with fire. It all goes together, and it's still happening today. And it might be happening to some of you right now. You know, when you look at the book of Acts, there's different instances where people were filled with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it happened just while someone was preaching. And another time, it was when they were in a prayer meeting worshiping. And some other times, it was when hands were laid on someone. They all count. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit even right now. You got to be like these disciples. They wanted the gift. How do you know that? Because they stayed in Jerusalem till they got it. Something inside them said, whatever Jesus said I need, I want that. I need that. Even my kids, Peter was concerned about the kids being filled with the Holy Spirit, in so much that he would say, this promise is for you and your children. The Holy Ghost is not just for adults in the big sanctuary when the music's just right and the big screen is on and, oh, I know that song. It's for our kids. It's for home. It's for the drive to work. It's for your daily life. It's to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. God's power, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, when it dwells in us, something happens to us that is not normal. People around us will not understand it. Paul wrote to the Romans, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. Even your physical body has a response to the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And that promise is for you. And that promise is for your kids. Minister Toby, could you come help me? Just come right straight up here if you would. We're going to take time to pray. I'm done preaching and declaring the word that I've got with my tough fit tonight. I want you to receive something from God. I want you to receive that gift. I don't want you to live life without it. When I was 8 years old, I went to a summer camp. And in a setting just like this, where someone was preaching God's word, I don't remember what they were preaching. But there was a moment by which the person on the microphone said, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, come right up here to the front. I was at a summer camp with 600 other kids. I got as close to the front as I could. We were packed in like sardines. Something happened to me. I can't explain it. It's not logical. It's this gift. And in my own way and in my own expression, I received a language that's just between me and my Father. And the same thing can happen to you. A life of power, a life operating in the giftings, just like throughout the book of Acts, operating in power. We're going to take time to pray tonight. I want to especially pray for the children that have come here tonight. And I want to do what's in the book of Acts. Boys and girls, I want you to receive what Jesus has for you. The gift of being clothed in power. I want you to live a dynamic Christian life full of the Holy Ghost. Let's all stand tonight.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.